Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019. I'd like to call this Personnel Committee meeting to order and acknowledge that the press and public have been duly notified of the meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the previous meeting's minutes from February 11th. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Lovely. And then I'd like to open up the floor for citizen comments. Having none, like to move us straight into old business. Old business A is consideration of potential candidates for the chief of police. We have a list of top candidates that have been screened and vetted by our staff and our recruitment agency, or provided by our recruitment agency and screened by our staff. I think because we have agreed to protect the identity of these candidates who are all currently employed by other organizations, we're going to talk about them by letters. So we have a list in front of us, and if you'll just letter them A, B, C, D, going down. Okay. Do we need to make a motion, or do we just need to give guidance to staff on inviting candidates for on-site interviews?
I think a motion with the letters of representing the candidates would be ideal.
Okay. So there were. We know there's some concerns around the true level of commitment for a few candidates in terms of why they might want to come down here, particularly with candidates C and D, that came up in particular. I think the question that we have to ask ourselves, if we were to, we could simply invite candidates A, B, C, D, E, mm-hmm. which were the top five.
Right.
And give them the opportunity to quell those fears with an interview.
I would make that as a form of a motion that we invite candidates A, B, C, D, and E to interview with us and consider them for the chief of police for Isle of Palms.
I'll second for discussion.
Okay.
Question on B.
Candidate B.
Mm-hmm. When we've talked about some other candidates being in very large organizations, mm-hmm. this is an extremely small mm-hmm. organization. Mm-hmm. And it's an area that's outside of Lexington, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And having friends up there, I called to see if anything good, bad, indifferent, mm-hmm. no good, bad, indifferent, didn't even know who this person was, but said, and I said, well, try to explain to me this particular area to Lexington as is us to Mount Pleasant. And they said that's exactly what it would be, that Lexington is this very small community, very mm-hmm. close-knit, mm-hmm. That he has... experience. I mean, you know, not particularly in that particular area, but from the military, which I think, you know, gives him strong. But I was just questioning why someone whose assessment was so much lower than the top two, but it's in conjunction with B and D was sort of same in that same range. Mm-hmm. And I didn't look back on the assessment, but I think I might have to see why, you know, if there was one particular area that he felt
right here.
Lower in. Because usually when you're at that score, something brings you down. Because see,
surely the average across was,
right.
He was actually everything was sort of right in line with his average.
Yeah, so he just didn't pop up
mm-hmm.
in the.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's because I view candidate F as stronger than candidate B.
So I would say the problem with if we're debating between those two candidates,
mm-hmm.
The rankings that were provided from council pretty clearly put that candidate B as number two. So I would say unless there's a red flag, and I don't think the assessment results are a red flag, and that was my comment was for me what stood out for candidate B was his community involvement and community
right.
engagement. And there was a nice piece online about him.
Really wonderful.
And that's what wrote, for me, I initially discounted him because of his assessment results. But that's what I looked for with each of the candidates that were moderate scoring. I said, is there something that stands out?
Mm-hmm.
And if something stands out,
I'll
push
it
over.
The article that was in the paper about him
mm-hmm.
was, and that's what you're talking about, right?
Yes. So that's just my position. But I think because he was like, if you were talking about the number five rated one versus
mm-hmm.
the number two,
mm-hmm.
I think that would be a more salient discussion. But the fact that we know most of our colleagues have said, hey, this guy is number two. And there's no red flag. I don't think there were red flags. You bring up some considerations that are important for us to tease out during the interview, but no major red flags.
I just hate to lose F as a candidate.
I'll make the comment. If you feel like there are at least one or two candidates in our top five that match what you want, I think the problem is we're never going to have all of the candidates
right.
that we each as individuals
mm-hmm.
want in there.
Right.
I'm comfortable, like I said, I made the motion, the top five, I think this is a lot of work has gone in, and it's a lot of people with a lot of different opinions and,
mm-hmm.
nailing down and drilling down to
mm-hmm.
the top five, and, we've got to respect the process, or we're never going to get anywhere.
I agree.
And the process isn't perfect to your...
Right, no.
But we can...
Well, I mean...
But we have to start from somewhere.
Right.
I totally agree. Any other red flags, concerns, or suggestions before we vote?
I find it interesting that two of our five were recommended by our previous consultant.
That it's only two, or that...
that there
that
were
two.
Even two. Especially A.
I think what's even more, what's more surprising to me is the opposite, that...
Well,
we're recommending more candidates, or candidates that he passed on,
yeah.
Than what he didn't. Because I would have expected all five of them came from him, if he had done what we had.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's validation that he didn't do what we wanted him to. Frankly.
And we have.
Don't you dare.
Decided that the. We're not going to go here. I don't want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was letter
yeah.
L.
Yeah. Yeah, just wanted to make sure of it. Because I think there was some emotion around that, but
mm-hmm.
I think we're right in not doing it.
All right, let's take it to a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we will make this. I guess we'll. Desiree, you'll inform council?
Yes, I will.
So, while we're on that, if we could talk a little bit about maybe what we're expecting in terms of timeline.
Thank you.
I don't know if it would be under this.
I don't think we have a bullet point for that, so I think this is the appropriate time. So,
okay, that would be
maybe
really helpful.
Desiree or Wynette, if we could just have.
Some idea
the current state of the the proposed plan for inviting, scheduling, and conducting the interviews with these candidates.
What week?
So by tomorrow, we will be notifying those five candidates that they have, they're moving on to the second round, and will be invited to an interview. Our initial timeline had, we would start coordinating travel time so that the meetings, the onsite interviews happen on the week of April 15th.
Okay.
Correct, when I did, I'm missing anything, don't predict. The week of the 15th.
Tax day.
Yes, we may be able, I mean, some of these folks live nearby, so we may be able to bring them in by late next week. So we'll try to see if by the 11th or the 12th, we can have some of them here.
Okay.
Oh, for what it's worth, I'm unavailable the 19th and 11th.
Okay. So I guess just to be safe, let's plan on the week of the 15th of having all interviews. It was recommended by Lynette that we don't have more than two interviews per day, maybe three. So we may have to have two different days where we host these interviews. But that is where we are right now. As of, you know, from now on, it's a little fluid because it depends on how much time these folks, you know, whenever we are ready to make a final decision, how long do they need to make the transition and for them to give notice to their existing employer. But that's where we are for interviews.
So we could do...
Boza?
The zoning meeting?
Yeah, that's going to be downstairs, sir. I'm sorry.
Downstairs.
So the 12th, we could maybe do one or two. Is that you're in town the 12th? Okay.
So we could.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we can pick those that are close by and have that on the 12th. So our goal is to finalize the interview guide by this Friday so that we can distribute that to you all by Friday and for all of us to have some time to noodle on it during the weekend and potentially finalize it no later than Wednesday the 10th.
Okay.
So that we have something in place by the 10th, so that we have something in place by the 12th, if we're gonna meet with them.
Okay, and then Chief Asari is retiring on the 15th.
Correct, May 15th.
Okay. So
our initial plan and it was to have, you know, interviews on the 15th, the 22nd, potentially making a recommendation should the committee feel comfortable about making a recommendation to City Council on the 30th of April.
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be a special meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Or if by the 19th the committee has made a decision, that recommendation could come on the 23rd to City Council.
Okay. So
would give a month for folks to make relocation arrangements and give enough notice to their employer and potentially start working 1st of June.
The interview process is that each candidate meets with the three of us, or each candidate meets with each of us individually?
Definitely not individually.
Okay.
That's too much for the candidate. So here's, if I may.
I didn't know.
The art industry is all focused on candidate experience right now, so that's like where my mind is. So what I saw from Desiree and Wynette was two different interview guides that each would be sort of led by a panel. What I would like to recommend is that maybe there's one interviewer for each panel and the rest of the panel are taking notes. And I know some people say it's daunting or whatever. This is a chief of police position. So if they can't handle having a few people look at them while they're completing an interview, they're...
I don't think three is bad.
Well,
I think if they had to come before council, it would be.
Right. It's also the setting of like being on council versus somewhere like here. So,
right.
But there will be more than three because we have our expert, what do you call him?
Law enforcement.
Our law enforcement expert, who, by the way, just a quick tangent, have we sent him or her the interview guides so that
not
they can
yet.
Review them? I know it's a him.
Not
I don't know why I sent him or
it's
her.
It's a him.
You know.
But not yet, but we will.
Oh, okay. So let's make sure that we have those vetted through him. as well. And who else do you envision on the panels aside from Personnel Committee and Chief and the Public Safety Committee and our law enforcement expert and you?
Correct.
Yes,
NHR, of course, us as staff, the Personnel Committee, we would be in both panels for
mm-hmm.
both Personnel and the
yeah.
Public Safety Committee. And then we have talked about after the interviews for the police department to meet all three candidates,
mm-hmm.
and we can present some type of a structured feedback document. I'm not using the right words, but
mm-hmm.
we want to get feedback from them about what they feel on these three candidates, and that would help.
Three?
Yeah, the top three.
Yeah, we'll whittle it down from five to three.
So that's
okay,
that's a new step.
Okay, I'm
yeah, we just added a new step to whittle it from five
okay,
to three.
Okay, so we interview on the 15th to whittle it from five to three, and then when are the three interviewed?
Well, that may not be necessary. We can have I just want to make sure that the process includes the police department folks.
Yeah, but that what I'm hearing is
they need to come back again.
Yeah, can we not? I thought that we would do that with the five.
And
well,
we
like,
can.
I would say let's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like Ted said, we could easily lose.
Yes.
We might. We can't. We have to assume.
Right, but we could.
Sure.
When do background checks? When are they done? They're
going to
be done
we'll
between
get
now and the interview
mm-hmm.
dates. Okay.
Same thing with references check.
Okay. And we'll have all that before then. So now we're looking at three of us. Three from public safety and another chief.
Law enforcement.
That's seven.
Mm-hmm.
So that's.
But it's
two different panels.
Okay.
We separated into
okay.
two panels.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
the other person I didn't hear was the mayor.
Oh.
He would not be, or he would.
Doesn't mention it.
No. It could. We wouldn't have a quorum. I was worried about having a quorum if we have more than five. So we certainly this.
Has he expressed an interest, or do you have? Is there a strong opinion that he should?
I think he should.
Mm-hmm.
I think he may be part of the personnel
mm-hmm.
panel because a law enforcement expert, I think, would be more geared towards the public safety
mm-hmm.
panel to
mm-hmm.
give some guidance because
mm-hmm.
I think the public safety committee will focus more on public safety type questions,
mm-hmm.
maybe. So I think that I would add the mayor to the first panel
okay.
for the personnel
and then we'll
committee.
Have equal, not that they have to be equal,
but
equal quantities.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so that happens on the week of the 15th. And then we cumulatively get our heads together and come up with one and two or just one?
Well, hopefully this can be even more objective than what we just did, where the interview guide should have a rubric of scoring answers to questions.
Okay.
So if each of the panels is scoring questions, there should be some good objective scoring to say, here's the top candidate. Do we all agree that this is the top candidate? Hopefully that's the case, and we just say,
right.
our job here is done.
When does the public get to meet them?
I think that the committee, the city council had discussed that.
The mayor is really interested in having the residents.
No,
well,
in the
somebody.
Last meeting he said because of time.
We gotta get it done.
We gotta get it done, and that we really just don't have time to have a event
yesterday,
at this point.
He told me that he thought it was that somewhere while we've got them all here or when we've made the decision of the top three or whatever, that the public needs to know what's going on, that every other place has a meet and greet or something, and maybe we do it on those same days. I mean, it doesn't have to be, pretty full day, but.
Let me dig into the timing before we get, so we have the five. I'm assuming that anything we do with a meet and greet or with public or with the public safety staff is done with those five, that we're not going from five to three, because that to me is just an additional step.
Right.
So
right.
I think it's worthwhile for us to take on the additional coordination of like, okay, we have our five finalists instead of three finalists. Anything we do that we would have done with three, we're just gonna do with the five, unless it drops.
Yeah, and it may.
So that's my first comment.
Yeah.
In terms of meeting with the public, my concern is because we have folks that live relatively close, that we're putting additional, frankly, burden on them, especially because we're kind of coordinating this a little bit last minute. We're asking them to schedule some stuff a couple weeks out, a week and a half out.
I think it's, well. I just think it's gonna be important, I mean.
Well, here's.
They're not gonna decide anything, and since there's five of, I mean, if there were three.
I don't, yeah, I just don't know what we really gain, I think it just muddies the water at this point.
Transparency to the public, that's what we gain.
Well, but we've been elected to make this decision.
But we also said we would be transparent in this process. And all we've had is closed doors.
Well, I can't, I don't think you can be super transparent.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Right, with people's.
But they're already being interviewed, it's already public, right?
Well, no, we said we weren't gonna.
Well, I don't.
The five have to be public.
I don't,
The top three.
The top three.
So when do we go to the, okay, I'm getting confused now.
I agree.
Cause now you're saying top three, when do we decide top three?
This is where things got a little weird, and I actually feel like we should probably release the names of our top five instead, because we didn't get to the top three. We got to our finalists, and we, and my understanding all along has been we're going to announce our finalists.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we haven't gotten to the five, I mean to the three, and that's what FOIA recommends, we don't have to, it's not a requirement, it was us. And I think the expectation we set with the candidates was if you're a finalist, your name's gonna be released. So I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should make it FOIA-able.
Unless we're gonna put another step and go to three, but you know.
Yeah, that seems just like an unnecessary step to go from one set of finalists to another.
I think it the law gives the city the flexibility to do that, but certainly it's not required.
I don't think we should do it until you've called them, you've done background checks, you've done some reference checks, and they have said they will come and interview.
I agree with that.
I do not think right now
we think
we
should be
releasing.
We
wouldn't do that now anyway.
Yeah.
We would do that before the interviews.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
I'm
but
not comfortable with.
As soon as they agree to an interview, I think.
And I think we should ask them. I mean, just.
Here's, ask them, well, I think we should just inform them you're a finalist.
Right.
We
please
want.
Expect that you're
please expect that you're.
Yeah.
And
okay.
If that's a problem, then they may pull out and say,
right.
No, I don't want to be a candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when they really have committed to us.
Right.
That they want to be a candidate.
And I guess I'm thinking this out a little bit right now. I don't see, from a practical standpoint, we're not gaining a lot by doing a meet and greet with him.
Right.
But from a perception standpoint, we do gain a lot, and that.
Well,
so,
I mean,
well, here's let
mm-hmm.
me just throw out a suggestion,
mm-hmm.
because they're gonna have a couple of panels. If we broke up a panel with
right,
coffee at the refuge or
right.
at Cafe Canon
right.
or wherever, and just
make
said
it part of that day
right.
of interviewing.
So and so is gonna
day.
Be there.
Exactly.
If you want to meet
right.
them and say hello.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to have an. Like a tented catered event.
No, 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 no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. But I do think the public needs to be given the opportunity to meet the finalists.
Even here, I mean, could we not do something? Just have something.
Sure.
Like
yeah,
the
I suggested that
yeah.
it might be easier just to like have some
we
coffee.
Can put some
right.
So
rec
something
center would be better because you're gonna have people coming in and I mean, where would you hold it in the?
Like in the
council room?
No,
let's let
yeah.
Yeah, you guys we'll let them figure it out. Let's get the rec staff to just take care of it.
Yeah,
event.
Yeah. No,
just,
I don't
just put together
I don't know
a new front beach
fest week. I mean,
for the candidates.
Well, I think after
well, we
after
have to
interview.
See when people can come even for their interviews.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Easter and you know, kind of a crazy
21st.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What we
14th is Palm Sunday.
What we can do is after every interview have 30 minutes available where we advertise to the public. You can come either to City Hall, Council Chambers, wherever we decide to do it to meet the candidates, and that would meet that goal.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Just so that we check that box.
Yes.
Okay.
I think you're right. Yeah. We,
okay.
That perception is
important.
It's really important.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
And we don't necessarily have to have them meet in the police department plus this open. The police department can come and meet them during that same time period. Right.
I would like to have it
yeah.
a little bit more structure
okay.
when they meet the department
mm-hmm.
rather than a meeting
in the training room.
Probably.
Okay. So these interviewees need to be ready to be here from 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, they need a full day. I was trying to avoid like an overnight.
So
is all.
They didn't have to.
Yeah, I didn't want somebody to feel like it's been an hour for them.
It's 3 hours.
Most are within a 3 hour.
Rosicast is what, 5?
3. No, it's only 3 and a half. It's not bad.
Yeah, I think
so.
Okay.
There's one out of town.
Fairfax.
Cool.
Okay, so you're gonna come back with a detailed plan of what.
Yes, we'll put all this together.
Right.
In a one pager that makes
and
sense.
And see when yeah people can get here.
Yeah.
But they all have to come on the same day.
I don't
no.
think it's
no.
necessary.
Oh,
we can
okay.
still have it in
okay.
two different days.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a 2 and a 3,
mm-hmm.
if all 5 come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not work out that way with their availability, so it could be a 2, 2, and a 1 or
that'd
something
fine.
Like that.
Exactly.
That's fine.
Accommodate as
we
and
we'll
to.
Do the same thing for each one of them.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Sounds good.
Cool. Well, what a good segue into the status of the hiring process for the city administrator and assistant public works director. Wynette, would you like to give us an update on the status of those two hiring processes?
Can you come up so we can capture you?
Does our
thank you
need to excuse herself while we discuss this, since she's a candidate?
That's
I mean,
just
it,
yeah.
it makes people comfortable.
For the process,
well,
though,
let's
yeah.
keep it
generic
for now, and then we'll decide if we should go into executive session.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have received 124 candidates for the city administrator position. Emails have gone out to everyone. Some were invited to do the assessment,
mm-hmm.
and those assessments are coming back in, and the deadline for those to be in is Sunday at midnight, this upcoming Sunday, or at the end of the day on Sunday. And then after that, I will meet with Chairperson Moy and go further. For the public works position, we have 109 candidates. They are being entered into the database in the same process of trying to determine their qualifications, if they meet the qualifications. And then once that process is done, the same thing will happen is that emails will go out thanking everybody for applying, but then those who meet all the qualifications will be invited to do the assessment. And then we'll basically do very similar to the police chief is
mm-hmm.
we will then narrow down the top candidates for the position.
So
we thought we had like 150 applications. For all three, we had over 300.
Almost 400.
Pretty good.
Almost 400.
Mm-hmm.
Not, great.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
Nice
right.
brochure.
Yeah.
Right.
So can I...
I just have a quick question about the
process. Yeah,
is that all right?
Yeah.
So with Public Works, it's going to be, the decision will be made by Donnie and you and Desiree. Is that correct? I mean, I'm trying to remember. It seems like it's been so long
yes.
now. Okay.
We were going to try to get a person from another neighboring town or city that has someone who is in a similar position. And we'll still do that if that's, you know, if it's possible, but...
Okay.
I have a question.
So,
since this is an assistant position, wouldn't it just be Donnie? I mean, normally?
Usually Donnie and I would just do it.
Yeah.
Maybe Douglas's input, but that's
okay.
pretty much how we would do that.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's a department.
Right.
Assistant.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So do we think that can happen? Like, what's the time frame that we're hoping for that one.
How many emails
we
have out? How many assessments?
Well, I'm just trying to. Yeah, I mean, I'm just
one
I'm,
person.
One person.
I know.
Well,
I know.
We're working on
develop the timeline for that.
Yeah.
But we will. That's
mm-hmm.
part of the work that we are doing.
I'm just hoping by like hurricane season
oh,
that we're
absolutely.
Like fully staffed and have everybody right.
And this process should be fairly simple,
mm-hmm.
just because.
Right.
We
this
don't
is
have
not
it.
As complicated. This
it's
is
not
no
as complicated.
No, I didn't think it should be. That's why I was kind of hoping it could be
yeah.
sort of just like a
I'm hoping that,
yeah,
you know, maybe
filter
even
through a lot of the people and just,
yep,
the
maybe
good
even May,
people will rise,
you know,
to the top, and
beginning of May, maybe even Donnie and I would be able to set up those interviews.
Awesome.
And start doing that.
Okay,
so
that's, I
yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Okay, great.
So for the city administrator, we're sort of following the basic same process that we've done with the chief of police. We're just a few steps behind.
Mm-hmm.
But that's for us to think about in terms of, we should assume the same timing and the same kind of process. I would like to talk to you a little bit more about the phone screen and maybe try to give a little bit more structure to what you was provided to council. So,
now, well, wouldn't that be the only one doing the phone screening? I'm the city administrator,
right?
Can somebody else on staff help her, or one of us help her, or some? I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's
yeah
our position to do it, but
I think it would be the chair.
Oh.
Well, I'll talk with Wynette and figure
yeah
out
okay
what band,
yeah,
what resources she has.
And if you're not available as co-chair, I can do it. Offer time.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on when it is.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So we'll talk. You will have the assessment results completed by Sunday. So we should talk end of this week or early next week. But let's plan on connecting early this week to iron out some of the specifics of the process in the phone screen.
Mm-hmm.
And the same structured interview, what have you. Anything else?
No, it's exciting.
It's finally happening.
I know.
Yeah. It's so nice to be in control
mm-hmm
and know where things are mm-hmm and that things are,
yes,
wheels are moving.
Yes. Thank you very
right
much.
Wheels. Okay, update on ad hoc committees for standing committees. Item C.
Item C, yes. I don't have an update on the ad hoc committees. It hasn't been offered as an alternative yet by any committee. No committee has shown any interest in evaluating this. I know that we have talked about some ideas, but nothing has been structured per se by any committee. So I don't know if there is a need for continuing to have this on the agenda.
What I would like to see is, what would the process be for a committee to put one in place?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I don't think any committee right now says, okay, I need this.
Yeah.
But if something comes along that says, boy, this would be perfect for an ad hoc committee,
mm-hmm,
mm-hmm,
should we not have a process in place
mm-hmm
that they would go through? This is the process you follow to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay
then we wouldn't have to
mm-hmm
address it at the time that they're wanting to do
yes
it.
Okay. Well, that gives me a little bit more clarity
right
about what the intent
is. Not to establish
yes
an ad hoc committee,
okay,
but what is the process
mm-hmm
if, for
thank
instance, you know,
well,
Real Property's going along and they say, boy, we really would like to have five people
mm-hmm
sit in a room and look at all this data and
mm-hmm
come back to us with some recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Then and they would know how they have to go about it
mm-hmm
and
what the application
and I think
process is. Da 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 da.
And I think what we determined was that the mayor creates a task force,
mm-hmm,
right?
So
we just, I don't know that there is.
I think Desiree just kind
yeah
of document
yeah
what that looks like.
Right.
Correct.
So
okay,
it's
perfect
just a little
right
bit more.
Okay.
I think the
here's
the,
step one, step two. Here's
yeah
what it looks like. So we can talk to
yeah
like we had at the last council meeting where Katrina came, got up and spoke,
mm-hmm,
and we
that
actually said
perfect
that would give you a good
correct
public works
right
thing where she
right
wants to help lead some educational
right
initiatives
right
for
yeah
literacy.
We don't have a process by which people
right
apply to
exactly
that or no screening.
Right.
Yeah.
And right now, yeah, it's.
And I think that the reason why this was on the agenda was every committee was asked to identify
mm-hmm
a need, and nobody did
has
that
identified.
But if a documented process of how to
right
establish one is what
mm-hmm
you
right
all
that's
want.
Right.
That's, that way when something does come up,
right,
you don't have to create that process
mm-hmm
then. And it's the same process for every committee.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be great if it was also like resident facing so
mm-hmm
that we
right
could say, hey, if you think that you should be doing something,
right.
Right. It might be that we can help support you.
Mm-hmm.
And
right
here's the process.
Right.
Thank you. Status of boards and I guess we'll keep this on the agenda because you'll
sure
come
I'll
on,
come back,
come back
mm-hmm
with something. The status, item D, status of boards and commissions criteria and selection process.
I'm still working on that. I'm looking at examples from other municipalities so that we don't have to reinvent the wheel. I'm hopeful this month was just very crazy and hectic, but I'm hopeful that I can have something, a proposal presented to you all very soon that we can potentially bring before full council. And I think that there will be some required changes to the code, and we can make that recommendation at that time.
So I think we just want to have this in place before November.
Mm-hmm.
So
the time. It's going to take timing if we have to have code changes and things like that. But
second reading.
2 months, yes, to do that.
Going to have it in place.
Before,
like in
August.
September. Yeah, late August, because you interview in September is a rule.
Right.
And announce your selections later. So.
Also, because if we're evaluating folks,
yeah.
Any time to, you can't just say after the fact, we were evaluating on this and you
on
just didn't know it.
Correct.
Right.
No.
Right.
I'm fully aware of the timeline.
Yeah. Sorry. No, I had to work it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this is pretty, it feels like it's far away. It was one of those things that feels like far away, but it's
but
actually
it
very imminent.
Not. That's correct.
If we want it in place this year, which of course we do. Want everything now. anything else? Moving on to item E, launching a comprehensive strategic planning process in 2019.
So money in the budget.
Well,
right?
It's not yet included, but we are requesting that the personnel committee supports our recommendation to include $10,000 for strategic planning. It's mostly, you know, to get it facilitated to help us. I've already reached out to the College of Charleston's Center for Livable Communities. They do this type of work for municipalities all over the state. I know the staff very, very well. They're very capable of doing this. They have fellows on staff that used to be presidents of the ICMA Association, other associations that could help us doing this. The first step in a strategic plan is developing a citizen engagement plan of where you can get feedback from the residents that's really going to shape those goals and priorities as you move forward. I'm setting a meeting with them to try to put together a citizen satisfaction survey. And they're going to help us. It's very low cost, probably no cost at all. And not only a citizen survey, but also additional meetings that mirror the ones that we held at the recreation center, where we got feedback and input session from the residents. We can have town halls and open interviews and open houses. So that's sort of the next step that I'll be working on, that citizen engagement plan, and partnering with the Joseph B. Riley Center for Livable Communities to do that. So that's where we are. Again, there are no funds right now included in the version of the budget that you have reviewed, but would like to add $10,000 to the professional services line item to help us do this.
Okay. I would have just one comment recommendation. The last strategic planning that this council undertook did not have a lot of input from council in terms of dictating the direction and the folks selected, and I think that impacted
the
engagement and the involvement of committee during the actual process, or the council, not committee. So from a pure engagement during the actual practice standpoint, I would suggest involving. I know it adds additional layers, but I think the outcomes will be improved.
Absolutely. For this to be successful, you know, there has to be buy-in from all council on how do we move forward. I'm working on a structured plan, sort of a white paper to help lead the discussion and structure the idea of what it looks like to share with all of council to see if there's any feedback, and we'll definitely work, you know, with all of you.
Mm-hmm.
That I want to facilitate to city council.
Mm-hmm.
This is a city council process, and obviously, you know, I would like to get as much feedback as I can.
Great. Please.
I'm 100% on board. I think it's a great, great exercise. I think we need it badly, and we probably needed it several years ago. Like, I think it's so overdue. But I'm just wondering, again, timeline-wise, when are we, like, what quarter, what are we even thinking here when this would all...
Well,
we're looking at all the meetings we have.
I will say, the strategic planning process takes sometimes 2 and 3 years.
Right.
It is a fluid process, so I don't want to have any... I want to make sure that people's expectations are realistic.
Mm-hmm.
It is sort of hard to get going,
yeah,
particularly
I mean,
in a community
right.
that has never done it before. So it is an ongoing process. It's not something that's going to be completed by the next fiscal year when we start working on FY21. Hopefully we have some guidance on the overall goals and the overall vision for the city and some maybe short-term goals. But this is something that takes time.
Well, and we have so many long-term goals right
mm-hmm.
now. Like we need this because we've got, you know, 10-year drainage and sewering, I mean, sewering the island and
right.
septic. I mean, they're just these huge, long,
correct.
That it does become, oh, you know, you just, it's hard to even get your head around
mm-hmm.
when things are 10 and 20 years.
Correct. Right now, I mean, I feel like we are making changes incrementally, and that's
mm-hmm.
just typical municipal government, typical
right.
government. But this is something that's going to help us establish a vision for the next 5 years, and then, you know, maybe that's short term, and then for the next 25 years. And again, it's a living document that you know, as priorities change, the document changes, and it's really to provide some guidance and structure in this, when it comes to decision making. But it is not something, again, we're going to start working on this. It is not something that's going to be done in 3 months or even a year.
Right. Okay.
Would it be of any help to have somebody from Joe Riley's center to come and basically give like a marketing presentation
mm-hmm.
just to get council excited about
right.
it
right.
and
yes.
to give the limitations and
yes.
just so that it's not us telling them about it or
right.
Desiree telling
yeah.
them but
mm-hmm.
you know a center that is nationally known
mm-hmm.
and this is what we do and how we do it and you know just want to kind of step you through
right buy-in
to get buy-in from the
yeah.
council and it could be done during citizens comments right
mm-hmm.
Just
yeah,
kind of a little.
I think that's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea because it will provide sort of a snapshot
right.
of this is what this process looks
mm-hmm.
like.
Exactly.
This is what the city should expect at the end of this process.
I think
that's
a great idea.
And the value that it
and
has.
And I would challenge anybody to not think that we need. you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we
some
have broad support for doing this. The question,
right.
the devil that we have to devil in the detail is.
Mm-hmm.
selection of the guiding body
mm-hmm.
for that, and that's where I agree.
Yeah,
and,
I think having them come before
yeah.
without
mm-hmm.
us saying this is who's going to do it, here is
yeah.
an organization right here in town to kind of give us the overview of whoever we select.
And aren't we so lucky to have
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As
oh, yeah.
a resource.
But again,
they haven't, I mean, I haven't had initial conversations
okay.
with
okay.
them.
Well, we're kind of jumping
right.
the
ball. Right.
I think that they would be very excited. They work with the College of Charleston Public Administration graduates. I actually worked for the center, so I'm very, you know, fully aware of their capabilities and what they do. And, you know, you have graduate students who are eager to get their hands dirty in local government, and this provides a great opportunity for
get
them.
Get sandy.
They wouldn't be leading it, but they would be assisting
right.
the city and facilitating
that's
the
great.
City as we move forward. So hopefully they take us on.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Anything else?
No, you the budget under
that's,
the budget
yeah,
will
we'll
add
get
it,
back
right.
to
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I skipped. That's why.
Okay.
Item F, discussion of establishing a director of human resources position and potential budgetary impact.
I think this is just a placeholder that would be put in the budget so
mm-hmm.
that the city
we have the option to do
have
it.
The option to
mm-hmm.
do it. How much that would be to either reclassify
mm-hmm.
our current human resources position to
mm-hmm.
a director position,
mm-hmm.
or if that's not done, to actually hiring a director position. And I'm not sure what that number
yeah.
should be, whether it's 10,000 or 15,000 or a placeholder
yeah.
so that we're not said, no, we can't do it because it's
right.
not in the budget.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think that we've discussed the need for a more strategic level of human resources, that we want that in the city. So I think from a budgeting standpoint, and I don't know if we want to...
I just think that we have so much going on and right at the moment. I don't think this is... I feel like we're jumping the gun on this personally.
We're coming out of a very challenging hiring year, and the hiring is one aspect of human resources. But the reason that we had such a huge hiring need, from my standpoint, is because we haven't had strategic human resources. So when you think about the need existing and it being acute, it is incredibly acute, and it's something that we desperately need. And so to me, this is important for the city. From an infrastructure thinking of, like, we need sewer, we need to have the right people in place, and we need to make sure that they're supported and they're engaged workforce. So I think that this is, you know, to me, this is an easy one to say, you know, we hired a human resources officer to do some sort of tactical level stuff and to do some basic payroll processing. And we've seen, both because of what Wynette's brought to the table, both from what Wynette's brought to the table, as well as some of the needs that have arisen, that the impact of a more strategic level is pretty significant, and that we should be pursuing it.
I agree. What that budget impact is, I'm not quite sure what the number should be.
Yeah, that'll take some time, because that's going to take us evaluating the current job description. This would be a completely new job description that has to be developed, approved by the committee, and a respective range.
We can get salary ranges from other organizations.
Correct. Yeah, so we can have a placeholder.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think. That's what we're looking at now.
Just a simple placeholder.
Right. Mm-hmm. We need a placeholder for it.
Because we have a margin of error.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With the placeholder,
of course.
And that's just the discussions.
That by the time we do the budget, but we will note that
in
this budget we need a placeholder.
Mm-hmm. Anything else related to that discussion? I mean, it sort of flows into the discussion of item G of the FY20 budgets for the general government and building department.
And mayor and council.
Yeah, and mayor and council.
And you should have a copy of the document that was included as part of your. You have a.
I got the big one.
You have the big document.
Let's see what page. Do we know?
First one for mayor and council is 13 through 16.
I didn't check my box, so if it's in
there.
Is it in his box?
Oh, I'll go get it.
No,
please.
No, I don't know that it's in his box.
Did you make a copy to him?
Oh, I mean, I didn't.
No. You can just look at
that.
Go back to the email that I sent you on Saturday, you have just the pages that we're going to be looking at.
Okay.
I needed it.
Yes, that
okay.
is correct.
I needed it.
It starts by mayor and council, and that budget hasn't changed from the last time that we discussed it. Unless you want me to go through line by line,
no.
I will touch on the highlights. Again, nothing has changed for mayor and council.
Mm-hmm.
So general government, a couple of highlights under the tourism.
One thing on mayor and council, excuse me, but on page 15.
Okay, now
we're
going to
the
big one.
The large budget. There's the last line, subtotal mayor and council. In FY18.
I think it's your turning the pages.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Jeez, I'm so sorry.
Subtotal mayor and council in FY18 was $139,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it had jumped 70% from the year before.
And that, I think a lot of people participated in
the health insurance.
Okay.
And then we're budgeting based on that jump for 19 and for 20.
Well, we are budgeting at the current level. That may change. There's an election here, but these would be the folks that are on council currently. So there's, I think, full participation.
This would be it, right? 19.
This is the number, correct.
Right.
FY19, this is the current budget.
And we're increasing it by another
$10,000. Right. Correct. And that's just healthcare.
Based on healthcare increases.
Correct.
Okay.
No promises.
I just saw a 70% jump.
And that is?
That was where council members chose to be part of the health position.
That
okay.
is correct.
Got it.
And we're budgeting at that same level, that may change depending on the elections and we get new members, but we typically budget conservatively, so that may.
Right.
When we look at budget to actual at the end of FY20, that may, it may be less, we don't know. Any other questions about mayor and council?
No, that was the only thing that jumped out.
As you can see in mayor and council meetings and seminars, we have added the annual cost for the waste and maintenance city council security. General government, nothing has changed. I do want to highlight line item 83, tourism promotion.
Oh, no, let's figure out where you are.
Okay, so I'm in the small document. The one that I emailed on Saturday.
Page 5. They don't have page numbers, but it's the big page back.
Do you have the great big one?
Yeah.
Go to the great big one, page 16.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. There we go.
So line 83, tourism promotion, that's $613,100.
Mm-hmm.
The portion, the CBV portion of that total amount is $587,000. Then $12,000 for t-shirts, that's paid from by state accommodation tax, and these are the t-shirts that we give to folks who come in and stay for the week and
bring the piece of paper.
They bring the piece of paper of how they
people
heard about
love
the
that.
Moms.
Yeah.
People love that.
Mm-hmm.
And then $14,000 for the website management to VC3. That's what it's driving that
mm-hmm.
big number.
Mm-hmm. And so you're sorry, were you going to say more about it?
I just wanted to highlight it because
because it's a highlight.
It's a big number, and I've had some questions about what's driving that number
mm-hmm.
up, and that includes a 30% total state aid tax that we're required to give to the tourism promotion agency for tourism promotion.
You should know it's working.
And initially, I thought that it was 613, but it's actually 587. It's
okay.
Just. The other two items are also
gotcha.
Included in that line item.
In terms of, well, that budget, regardless of whether it goes to CDB or another agency, is the same.
Correct.
We can,
it is
so
for tourism promotion. Then line item 15, debt service principal.
Mm-hmm.
You can
mm-hmm.
see it's $686,000, and that includes a debt service on the police public safety building bond, fire station bond, and the rec bond, and we've also added the estimated new debt service anticipated on the $3.9 million bond to pay for phase 3 drainage. So that is, we talked about it at the budget workshop, that is where that money is being coded. Then also, on line item 33, employee training, right now we have $43,000 for the tuition reimbursement program, and also $5,000 for City Hall employee training. We want to request that we increase that $5,000 to $10,000 for a professional development schedule that we are working, that Wynette and I are working on with department heads. We would like to have $2,500 quarterly for ongoing training for department heads and City Hall staff. So we would be including, if it is okay with the committee, we would be including $5,000 there. In line item 34.
Is this where we add the 10,000 for professional services for strategic planning?
No, so that would go under line item 34, professional services.
Yeah, I've lost you, I'm sorry. What?
I'm
on the big.
I'm looking
big
at
one?
Page, so.
We'll be on page.
Page 15, line item 83.
15,
I think.
Professional services?
Yeah.
What's actually, she's up on page
the thing
13.
Is, so I'm going through a smaller document that I
yeah.
sent you all that only includes mayor and council. And
well,
you
it's
got,
down here though, right?
It
it's
is.
In there,
it
it's
is.
Just
but it is, it's all over the place.
The numbers, these numbers don't match.
The numbers don't match.
Okay.
Okay.
Just give me the title of the line.
Okay. The title of the line is under general government.
Right. Got it.
And it is line item 33 and 34, which calls employee training and professional services. Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
82 and 83.
Right. That's what I was looking at. Okay.
Right. Okay.
That's what I was looking at.
I thought
okay.
I was looking at the right thing.
Okay.
But now, okay, so you're increasing it by 8,000.
We would be, so line item 33 for employee training, we would increase that by 5,000. So that the current $5,000 for training becomes $10,000.
I think what Sandy is mentioning is that the forecast is 50,000.
Right.
So we're looking at something completely different then.
No, and so in line item 33 as well, it's the same. So the column that's forecast FY19 says 50,000.
Yeah. Right.
But that's this current year. We're looking at FY20.
Right. So
right.
You're saying there's a 5,000 increase from the original versus an 8,000 increase in year over year. It's just two
correct.
Different.
Right.
They're two different things.
Okay. Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So what we are requesting is that $5,000 additional for training, and then in line item professional services, right now we have the annual audit fees at $26,000, the flex benefits administration at $1,200, Equifax credit checks on new employees at $800,000, not $800,000. Codification updates and online searchable code, that's Muni code, where we have the code online, for $3,000. The online dashboard, this is the online transparency.
And this is all on page 16, and if
yes.
you look at the block.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. if you look
right.
at the
We're,
notes.
Yeah, we can, yeah,
we
so
okay.
so that's where we need to add the 10,000.
That's where we need to add the 10,000
for strategic
planning. And
okay.
also, this is where we would be adding additional funds as a placeholder for a new evaluation tool. We don't know what that number is
mm-hmm.
yet. We have some information in the ballpark around 8,500, 10,000. So
for
I would
performance
so then,
for a new performance evaluation tool.
Okay.
We're doing still a lot of some research. So and
mm-hmm.
this is by
line
no means
83.
Professional
Sandy.
Services.
Yeah, but where do we put the placeholder for resource director under salaries and wages?
Yes, that would be
87?
Under salaries and wages.
Okay, so we're going to add a placeholder there.
And then the other two are employee training and professional services.
Right.
And strategic
why don't I connect Wynette with our HR manager just to go through our technology stack of HR software
mm-hmm.
to give you just here's what we use and how much it costs, not because you
mm-hmm.
should use what we're using,
because
mm-hmm. I don't know that you necessarily should,
mm-hmm.
but she can just say here's our performance management, here's our payroll, here's our and here's what we pay, and it, you would at least be able
give
to have some benchmarks
right.
of
yes.
like
yeah.
what we're paying,
yeah,
because we're our company has 85 people, so we're like similar size,
mm-hmm.
so the prices should be relatively close.
Okay, that would be very helpful because we don't have an idea yet on how much that's going to cost, but hopefully by the end of the fiscal, when you all are ready to approve the budget, we have something to include
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to say that, you know, Debbie and I are discussing moving the contracted services line item, the $30,000 for a contract rent writer.
Mm-hmm.
It's right now under the under general government, general fund. We think that we can make an argument to move that under some tourism funds because we'll be leveraging. We're really pursuing grants towards drainage in order to keep the streets open, and I think we can make an argument to doing that. So that may be a change if we're comfortable enough to move that to a different fund.
Sorry,
so that would be the only change, and that's contracted services.
Yeah. Sorry, did we talk about this in the budget meeting on Thursday?
The grant writer,
sort of.
Yeah.
I mean, I love this.
We
so
talked about the grant
is
writer.
Yeah.
This is something that, you know,
that was enough.
We're thinking
yeah.
1099-ing? Is that because it's under contracted
mm-hmm.
services?
Yes, it would be a contract.
That seems fine.
Yeah, there are.
That seems really easy.
We just,
yeah.
Sandy was wondering if it's enough money.
It's enough.
Yeah.
And I think that if this would be the first time, maybe let's start with $30,000,
yeah.
and if at the end
that's,
of the year we think this is not enough, we want to continue doing more of this, then increase it. But
I have a question, just out of ignorance, pure ignorance. In this industry, the grant writing industry, do people work on commission?
No,
it's hourly.
I didn't know if that was like maybe
that's a,
ethically
that's
not allowed.
That's
I assume
not
it,
allowed.
Okay,
it's an hourly.
It's an hourly rate. And that's what I was looking at. How many hours will we get for $30,000?
Yeah.
You know, some of them are pretty pricey, but yeah, it's a start.
Right.
It's a start. And that's, you know, one of the initiatives that we presented at the budget workshop that I think the city should pursue aggressively, going after grant writing, after grants. We've been successful in some, and we just don't have the staff to manage
it's a huge effort every time.
Huge.
So that's included, so that may move.
Great.
Other than that, nothing else has changed.
Now, in the salaries and wages, we have both city administrator and assistant.
Correct, all positions.
Yeah, all positions in there.
And that's true for all departments. The budget includes funding for all 92 positions. And at the budget workshop, we did talk about some potential opportunities with some of the vacancies that are coming in some departments that we will be evaluating whether or not we need to fill them. I feel comfortable. I would like to maintain them in the budget, being conservative. But I just wanted the committee, the council, to know that that is something that that we are evaluating. So if
building,
if y'all gonna go to building, again, nothing has really changed from building.
Most mellow department.
One thing.
What page is building on?
19.
One thing that we discussed at the budget workshop that I want to highlight here is line item, it's my 23, but I'm not sure if you're following.
Maintenance and service contracts.
Maintenance and service contracts. You see a jump from 7,500 to 21,000 in FY20, and that includes $13,000 for the SDR helper software, which will help us monitor short-term rental licenses compliance. And that's included in that line item.
But that's not in the note.
It's not.
And that's under
meetings and
maintenance and service contracts.
I'm sorry, yes. Meetings and and the way that Debbie found why didn't the note, that particular note didn't make it, and we'll fix that.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Line 203. Right? Yep. Okay.
Maintenance and service.
Yep.
Did you find it?
I found it.
Thank you.
Line item hunt.
Court, same thing. Nothing has changed. It's pretty much ongoing operational expenses associated with municipal court.
And our court cost is just one salary, and then everybody else is professional services?
Correct.
Is that correct?
That is the prosecutor and the judge.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go back, but my assumption with the maintenance and service contracts with that rental, short-term rental license management, is that it will presumably help increase collection.
Yes.
One, so there should be some sort of return on that spend, and then the other return on that spend, I presume, is also reduced man hours on our staff. Is that,
it will reduce,
are both of those correct?
Correct. That is why we want this software so bad, because it will reduce their man hours. It will help us capture some folks that are renting their homes that are not fully in compliance. So we would see that benefit back. So we think it'll pay for itself at least.
Like court does.
Is the court position an exempt employee?
No.
No. That's why there's overtime.
Correct.
Okay.
Anything else with the budget?
And overtime is mainly with court. Sometimes when court starts at 3 and it goes on after 5.
Okay. If not, I will move this.
We don't need to make a motion for the 10,000 for the strategic planning, do we?
No. What I'm doing after each committee meeting, I'm making a list of the things that I feel there's consensus among the committee on, and present those to Ways and Means and get full buy-in from all of council before we include it in the budget for second draft.
So the only other thing that I'm wondering if, and I don't know where it would be added, but was the education for the public education for trying to get people to pack in, pack out what they take to the beach.
Okay.
we can add that under state aid tax.
Okay.
Funds, right now, this budget has $50,000 for events and sponsorships and
that
type of, and we can tap into that.
Perfect, okay.
We can ask, we would just have to go before the board and
okay.
Present
right.
as a proposal. But
okay.
certainly if that's not it, we can still do it either
okay.
using Muni aid tax.
Okay, awesome.
Anything else? All right, I'll move us on to item 5, new business. We don't have any new business, even though that's not necessarily how it feels. We just say that like any miscellaneous business, item 6?
Just the next meeting.
Okay, our next meeting, right on, according to this, is 5 p.m. Monday, May 7th. I think that would be Tuesday, May 7th.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay.
But it should be Monday the 6th then. No.
We have a recreation committee meeting Monday the 6th.
This is Tuesday.
We're Tuesdays.
Yes.
But
we
yeah.
talked about Tuesday mornings.
We, yeah, at
8:30?
Yes,
okay.
that was the agreed
so
upon.
Agreed
upon.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, I mean,
so we'll do 8:30
we'll
in the morning.
Probably meet like 7 times between now
yeah, I was about to say, this is not the next meeting. We know
right.
we're
that's true, but that would be.
So Tuesday, May 7th at 8:30?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That'll be your next regular meeting.
Yes. Okay.
And we have an agenda item for executive session in accordance with SC Code Section 30-4-70A1. Is that?
We just always have it in the agenda.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And we do we have any need for executive session in accordance with that SC Code section?
No.
I don't think so. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That does us.